I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Braden Adkins, the 70th Mountaineer mascot, how does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. It's everything. The Mountaineer means a lot to the state of West Virginia and obviously the universities. There's a lot of pride and history and tradition rooted in this role, and I'm excited to accept it.
The 70th Mountaineer mascot, Braden Adkins, is with us. Braden, please go back and tell us the earliest time in your life that you looked at the mascot and thought, you know what, that could be me.
That's a good question for sure, and I think every Mountaineer has that moment that you're speaking of. For me, it was definitely my family came up to Mountaineer ball games, specifically football games, a lot. And every time, every year, you know, sometimes it would be the same Mountaineer, sometimes it'd be a new, but every single one, they had their own personality, their way of talking, you know. It was always great to meet them, but I remember one specific time, and it was coming up and seeing Trevor Keith, and he had just such a wonderful interaction with me, and I knew I was interested at that point. But when I knew for sure, it was actually more recently. I have a little sister, and she came up for a Mountaineer men's basketball game, and she was ecstatic to see Mary the Mountaineer and take a picture with her, to see that, you know, she could one day pursue that role. And I think that was the moment when I knew that I wanted to be the Mountaineer.
Braden Adkins is with us. He is the 70th Mountaineer mascot. Braden, talk a little bit about the competition. It's a series of interviews, I think. Why don't you tell us?
So it's pretty serious. It's about 2 months of different processes that you'll go through, but it all begins at the beginning of the semester, and you start with an application. It's, you know, a general resume plus 5 essay type questions where, you know, what does it mean to be the Mountaineer? What does it mean to represent WVU? Those types of things. And from those applications, up to 10 people can be selected for an interview that's held a little bit later, where members of the Mountaineer Selection Committee go by and they ask you questions about the role, kind of, you know, dig into it a little bit more. And from those interviews, there are 4 people selected to cheer in the cheer-off game, which is where, you know, the 4 finalists, they get to dress up in buckskins and be the Mountaineer for a night. And that is one of the coolest experiences you can ever experience. But after that, of course, you get to, it's usually the final basketball game. This year was a little bit different, but at the last four minute timeout, they get to announce the Mountaineer.
We've got Braden Adkins with us. He is the 70th Mountaineer mascot. Comes to Morgantown from Nicholas County, the community of Richwood. And now, let's see, Braden, you're a student. You're also a worker in the Division of Student Life, member of Mountaineer Maniacs. You play pickleball. And you've got a pretty darn good competitive grade point average. I think about as good as they come, 4.0, right?
yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, how do you do it?
I'm doing great so far. Coming from a small town, I knew that there would be some challenges coming to college, you know, but absolutely the second I stepped on foot here on campus at West Virginia University, I felt accepted. There's that, you know, that smaller campus feel, but, you know, you still have the resources of a large university. But, you know, coming from that small town, you know, it really prepares you for a lot. And I knew once I stepped foot on campus, I wanted to be involved because I was really involved in high school, and I think that's what helped me through this process.
Okay, all right. Now, Braden, you've we've got an alternate mascot this year, Justin Waybright. How close are you working with Justin in the days prior to taking the pass of the rifle?
So one good thing about, you know, the alternate mascot is I was in that role for the past year with Mr. Michael Hager, our 69th mascot. And right from the beginning, Michael took me under his wing, showed me, you know, the ropes. And, of course, we have a wonderful, wonderful web of previous Mountaineers that still live and even work at WVU. So there's all kinds of knowledge and experience that you can pick up from that. But I knew from the get-go of my time as the alternate that I needed to learn and soak in all the information that I could from these Mountaineers, because they've been in that role. And though I'd be putting on the buckskins, I had a lot to learn. So I would love to do the same with Justin. You know, I've known Justin. He's on the cheer team. I've hung out with him, you know, several times. He's a wonderful guy, and I'm excited to see him take on that role. It'll be a journey for sure.
Okay. Now, Braden, I guess, tell me a little bit about what it's going to be like at the passing of the rifle ceremony. And I don't want to hear it's going to be great. People are going to be cheering. I mean, that's likely going to be a pretty powerful moment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I attended the passing of the rifle last year. There's three keynote previous Mountaineer speakers. They go over the history and, you know, the roles and all that kind of stuff for the Mountaineer. Of course, there's all kinds of people there through the university and family and friends. It's a very powerful moment for sure. You can see all kinds of joy and excitement and, you know, some sadness up there on that stage from the outgoing Mountaineer, maybe a little bit of a bittersweet moment for them. Mm-hmm. So I at least know what to expect in that regard, but I just know seeing everybody there, it's going to be a wonderful time. I'm excited for Michael. I want him to have a good end to his year. I think he's done a wonderful job, but I'm excited to take over and hopefully take off on the right foot for sure.
You know, Braden, I've interviewed Michael Hager a few times, two or three times, I think, and one of the things that he told me, I think, was he's traveling all over the state, meeting, I hate to throw the number out because I'm doing it from memory, but I want to say it's close to like maybe 300 people during the year. Are you looking forward to managing that travel and being in the public eye?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of weight on your shoulders, but it can be a struggle at times. But ultimately, it comes down to the people of West Virginia, who you get to interact with, who do you make an impact on. And I know the past couple of Mountaineers, you know, here in the recent stages of the Mountaineer tradition and legacy, the amount of events you can do, it breaks the 400 range in one year. You start doing the math on that, and it gets a little bit weird. You know, 365 days in a year, 366, you know.
Yeah.
It definitely is a lot, and you have to be able to manage it, but that's one of my things. That's why I liked my clubs and organizations. I like to stay busy, so it'll definitely be a different challenge being a full-time student and being the Mountaineer.
Well, the public is welcome. The ceremony is April 26th at the Mountain Lair Gluck Theater. We're going to do it at 6 p.m., the passing of the rifle. They'll have a reception afterwards at the Vandalia Lounge. And now that, you know, you tell us here that you've been Michael's understudy for the last year and you're going to accept the rifle pass from your mentor, it really kind of puts a different face on that ceremony.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I was on the other side of it this past year, and you know, that was kind of the beginning of a journey for me to you know, be able to learn from Michael over this past year, and not just Michael, but, you know, previous Mountaineers, faculty, staff, everybody involved with the Mountaineer program and going through all these events, being able to be on this side of it and continue this legacy. I'm very excited to do so.
Okay, last thing, Braden, you're an economics major. Tell me about life after school. What do you want to do?
So right now I'm pursuing economics through the John Chambers College of Business and Economics. They've been wonderful to me. They've accepted me, and I've been going through my course load there. But what I'm pursuing is the 3+3 law degree program, which means if you do a certain, you know, number of majors and you sign up for this program, they can do a sort of acceleration to where you can get your undergrad in 3 years and start law school in your fourth year. So 6 years instead of seven, that's the course that I'm on right now. So the plan is to become go to law school, become a lawyer attorney, and that's the plan at the moment.
So that accelerated path, that kind of fits the template of being busy.
Absolutely, you're correct.
Okay. Hey, Braden Adkins, Nicholas County native, the 70th Mountaineer mascot. Really do appreciate your time, and I hope you enjoy yourself, and I hope that throughout the year you and I can connect one or two times again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. You take care and have a great day. Good luck to you, Braden Atkins, the 70th Mountaineer mascot. Coming up after our news break, we're going to be speaking with Joe Kloss with the Star City Volunteer Fire Department. They've got a kind of a new-to-them fire engine that they need a little bit of help with, and we're going to see if we can't help them drum up a little bit of support. But before we do that, the legislative session is going on in Charleston. Time for us to head to the Metro News anchor desk and find out what is happening across the great state of West Virginia.
West Virginia Metro News. I'm Carrie Hudasek. Nicholas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam says school is back to normal today at Richwood High School and Middle School after classes were called off Monday because of a threat made by a student. Beam says state police got involved and were able to track down the number where the texted threat had originated.
We did find out who the student actually was because there was a little bit of confusion as to who actually the text came from because we did not have that number. And so when we got that number, the state police were able to follow up with that student. And, of course, now we're going through the disciplinary process on that student. But the school is safe.
Beam says the threat came from a middle school student. It remains to be seen if the Senate will agree with the House and approve a bill that would change certain requirements when it comes to getting children vaccinated. Part of the bill allows parents to cite religious reasons to opt out of vaccination. But Berkeley and Morgan County Health Department Director Bill Curran says getting the proper vaccines is about keeping children safe.
Immunizations are vital part of our children growing up because we get them immunized against diseases that throughout time killed people.
The bill is currently before the Senate Health Committee. High school girls basketball teams begin playing in Charleston today for the start of the girls' state tournament. Metro News will provide all 28 games involving the 32 teams who have made it to the tournament. The first game takes place this hour between Nitro and Pikeview in the Class AAA quarterfinals. You're listening to Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
A new episode of Live Healthy West Virginia is now posted on the podcast center of metronews.com.
Why are cancer cases surging in adults under 50 in West Virginia and worldwide?
Unfortunately, it's in multiple cancer types, but mostly it's seen in colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, and kidney cancers.
Listen to Live Healthy West Virginia for candid conversations with insights about improving your health and well-being. Live Healthy West Virginia is presented by WVU Medicine.
There's nothing like the vibrant colors of fall in West Virginia or the beauty of a Mountain State sunset. Optometrists understand your vision is important. As primary eye care providers, optometrists deliver comprehensive and advanced treatments for eye diseases using state-of-the-art technology. Whether you're exploring the splendor of the mountains or gazing at the starlit skies, your local optometric physician is there to make sure you see your best by providing the highest level of care allowed by state law. Find more information about your local doctor of optometry at eyecarewv.com.
Traffic is back to normal this morning on the West Virginia Turnpike following a truck wreck near Mahan Sunday afternoon. The truck was carrying 17 totes of a glue-like substance. Parkways Authority Executive Director Jeff Miller explains.
DEP was on site immediately, helped monitor the situation, particularly with Paint Creek being adjacent to the turnpike there, to make sure that nothing got into the Paint Creek there.
There were no serious injuries reported. Read more at WVMetroNews.com. From the Metro News Anchor Desk, I'm Carrie Hudasek.